听力课堂听 class.com.
This one is called The Mighty and the Meek. And as you can probably tell, it deals with words that express power.
We'll cover the mighty first and give you words that talk about what it's like to be powerful.
These ought to be good. Let's get started. The first up is imperial. This one's pretty easy to remember because imperial, emperor, and empire are all derived from the same root. Imperial simply means like an emperor or an empire, regal or stately.
George's imperial manner was inappropriate, since he was nothing more than the local dog catcher. Furthermore, a similar word is imperious, which means bossy and usually arrogant. The director's imperious attitude rubbed everyone the wrong way. He was always giving orders.
By being imperious, the director was trying to daunt his colleagues. Daunt means to make fearful or to intimidate. For example, the steepness of the mountain daunted the team of amateur climbers who hadn't realized what they were in for.
The size of the players on the visiting team was daunting. The home team began to perspire nervously. However, to be dauntless or undaunted is to be fearless or unintimidated.
For example, the rescue crew was undaunted by the flames and ran into the burning house. They were dauntless in their efforts to save the people inside.
If you're a person with a lot of power, and you're also a jerk about it, you're supercilious. For example, the supercilious Rolls-Royce salesman treated us like peasants until we opened a suitcase full of $1,000 bills. Supercilious means haughty and patronizing.
Another example, the newly famous author was so supercilious that he pretended not to recognize members of his old writing class, whom he now believed to be beneath him.
Let's take it a notch higher and use a word that means really powerful, autocratic. Technically, autocratic means ruling with absolute authority, but you can also use it to describe someone who is just extremely bossy.
The ruthless dictator's autocratic reign ended when the rebels blew up his palace with a few thousand pounds of plastic explosives. Or, a two-year-old can be very autocratic. He wants what he wants when he wants it. Also, an autocrat, a person who is autocratic, rules over his or her autocracy.
A word that is only slightly different from autocrat is demagogue, which means a leader, but in the sense of a rabble-rouser. Autocrats pay little or no attention to the people over whom they rule, whereas demagogues try to manipulate the public to support their aims.
Demagogue is never used in a positive way. Often a demagogue is a despot or an evil ruler.
The demagogue has been pushed aside by a people's ascendancy, which was fueled by revolution. Ascendancy means supremacy or domination. Small computers, for example, have been in ascendancy for the last few years. Or, the ascendancy of the new government was a great boon for the economy of the tiny tropical kingdom. And, when something is in ascendancy, it is ascendant.
When you have power, here are a couple of verbs you can use. Allocate, which means to distribute, to assign, or to allot. For example, the office manager had allocated just 7 paper clips for our entire department.
The long car trip had been a big failure, and David, Doug, and Jan spent several hours attempting to allocate the blame. A good manager knows how to allocate responsibility to others. Otherwise, they'll get bogged down.
When a worker has made an error, a manager must be certain to chastise him. Mother chastised us for firing our battle rockets through the living room window.
To chastise means to punish or to discipline. Chastising the dog for sleeping in the fireplace never seemed to do any good. The minute we turned our backs, he'd curl up in the ashes again. Chastise.
Here now is the quick review of the mighty words, after which you'll hear a monologue by a character who will use the words in context. Here we go.
Imperial.
Having to do with an emperor, regal or stately.
Daunt.
To make fearful, to intimidate.
Supercilious.
Haughty or patronizing.
Autocratic.
Ruling with absolute authority, extremely bossy.
Demagogue.
Manipulative leader, a rabble-rouser.
Ascendancy.
Supremacy or domination.
Allocate.
To distribute, to assign, or to allot.
Chastise.
To punish.
All right. Here is a speaker who will use the words you've just reviewed.
One!
Lift your head up!
Two!
Throw your shoulders back!
Three!
Stick your chest out!
Four!
Let me hear you shout!
One!
Welcome to the U.S. Army. Note this well. This country may be a democracy, but the Army is not. You will have no say in what happens here. place is run by me and me only. This is an autocracy of the first order. You may dislike the way I manipulate the soldiers and even call me a demagogue. Fine, I am. I'll tell you right now, I enjoy being a king of this place. And in the 30 years I've served, I think I've earned the right to behave in an imperial manner. I am in control. I am ascendant. But don't let that scare you, get you down. Do not be daunted by the prospect of living and working under my control. If you follow the rules, stay out of trouble, I assure you I shall not chastise you unfairly. Give me no sass, do not talk back, and by all means do not patronize me. I will not tolerate supercilious behavior. Now, there are many chores to be done, so let me begin by allocating the various duties among the lot of you. Then, hut!
Now it's time for words that talk about the meek.
Servile. This is a great word because it sounds so much like what it means. Cat lovers sometimes say that dogs are too servile. They follow their owners everywhere and slobber all over them at every opportunity. Servile means submissive and subservient, or like a servant.
The horrible boss demanded servility from his employees. When he said jump, he expected them to ask how high. It's a good synonym for slavish.
If, in your servility, you suck up to the boss a lot, then sycophant is a good word for you. The French class seemed to be full of sycophants. The students were always bringing apples to the teacher and telling her how nice she looked.
A sycophant is sycophantic. The exasperated boss finally fired his sycophantic secretary because he couldn't stand being around someone who never disagreed.
Here's another word for how to behave around your boss. Deference. To show deference to another person is to place that person's wishes ahead of your own.
Deference means submission to another's will, respect or courtesy. Herbie stopped yodeling at the dinner table in deference to his mother's wishes. It sounds like defer.
It's virtually the same word. To defer to someone is to show them deference, and to show deference is to be deferential. Steve was being deferential when he allowed Joe to go first.
But suppose you refuse to defer to someone's will, and then they force you anyway.
Then you have capitulated. For example, I urged him and urged him to take off his hat. When I threatened to knock his head off, he capitulated.
To capitulate is to give in or give up, to surrender. On the 20th day of the strike, the workers capitulated and went back to work without a contract.
Those workers were doubtless chagrined by their defeat. Chagrin means humiliation or embarrassed disappointment. Much to my chagrin, I began to giggle during the eulogy at the funeral.
Doug was filled with chagrin when he lost the race because he had put his shoes on the wrong feet. There is a definite note of shame in chagrin.
If you're feeling powerless, it may contribute to your feeling apprehensive. The apprehensive child clung to his father's leg as the two of them walked into the circus tent to watch the lion tamer.
Apprehensive means anxious or worried. Bill, for example, was apprehensive about the exam because he had neglected to go to class for several months. As it turned out, his apprehensions were justified. He couldn't answer a single question on the test.
And you'll never get over those fears if you continue to be so diffident. You need greater self-confidence. Diffident and confident are opposites. Mary's stammer, for instance, made her diffident in conversation and shy in groups of strangers. Also, Amos's diffidence led many participants to believe he hadn't been present at the meeting, even though he had.
Finally, another word for those of you who give up easily, acquiesce. The pirates asked Pete to walk the plank. He took one look at their swords and then acquiesced.
Acquiesce means to comply passively, to assent, to agree. Acquiesce is sometimes used sloppily as a synonym for agree in situations when it isn't really appropriate. For example, it isn't possible to acquiesce noisily, enthusiastically, or eagerly. Don't forget, acquiesce has the root of quiet in the middle. By the way, to acquiesce is to exhibit acquiescence. Which brings us up to the end of the list of meek words. Here's a quick review.
Servile.
Submissive, like a servant.
Sycophant.
One who sucks up to people with power.
Deference.
Submissiveness to another's will.
Capitulate.
To give up or give in. To surrender.
Chagrin.
Humiliation or embarrassed disappointment.
Apprehensive.
Anxious or worried.
Diffident.
Timid or lacking self-confidence.
Acquiesce.
To comply passively. To assent.
Now we'll present a character who will use all of the above words in context.
Once again, it's time for the ball, and once again, I cannot go. My stepsisters always get preferential treatment, and I must defer to their desires and help them look their best. I argue with them and try to get out of helping them, but they are so cruel and so demanding that eventually I acquiesce. They are such witches that I believe they enjoy watching me give in when I capitulate with almost no fight. It brings me no joy to serve them. It's not in my nature to be so servile. But in order to avoid being thrashed all the time, I have to flatter them and fawn over them, behaving like a sycophant. If I weren't so timid, if I could overcome my diffidence, perhaps I could break this cycle. But the thought of talking back fills me with fear, and that sense of apprehension keeps me silent. I once had a fairy godmother who I thought would help me. What a disappointment! Much to my chagrin, she turned out to be just some kooky old lady.
There. That covers all the words in the group The Mighty and the Meek. Now we'll present all of the words in a mixed bag. Remember to fill in the definition during the pause that follows each word. Ready? The first word is...
allocate.
Now there are many chores to be done, so let me begin by allocating the various duties among the lot of you.
To allocate is to distribute, to assign, or to allot. All of the federal funds were allocated to the defense budget.
Capitulate.
They are such witches that I believe they enjoy watching me give in when I capitulate with almost no fight.
Capitulate is to give in, surrender. The police refuse to capitulate to the terrorists' demands. Defer.
I must defer to their desires and help them look their best.
To defer is to bend to another's will. When King Kong gets hungry, it's wise to defer to his needs.
Autocracy.
This place is run by me and me only. This is an autocracy of the first order.
An autocracy is a system run by a person or group of persons with absolute authority. Hitler was an autocrat.
Apprehension.
But the thought of talking back fills me with fear, and that sense of apprehension keeps me silent.
Apprehension is a sense of fear or hesitation. Anne Boleyn was apprehensive about meeting her new husband. He was, after all, Henry VIII.
Demagogue.
You may dislike my leadership and the way I manipulate the soldiers. Call me a demagogue. Fine, I am.
A demagogue is a rabble-rouser, a leader of sorts. The demagogue soon forgot about the people who brought him to power and used his position to enrich himself.
Sycophant.
I have to flatter them and fawn over them, behaving like a sycophant.
A sycophant is a flatterer, or someone who sucks up to another who has power. Politicians become sycophantic with those who might give them their votes.
Imperial.
I'll tell you right now, I enjoy being the king of this place, and in the 30 years I've served, I think I've earned the right to behave in an imperial manner.
Imperial means like an empire or an emperor. Julius Caesar behaved in an imperial manner.
Servile.
It brings me no joy to serve them so. It is not in my nature to be so servile.
To be servile is to behave like a servant. When he told you to lick his boots, he wanted you to be servile.
Ascendancy.
I am in control. I am ascendant.
Ascendancy means superior, dominant. For years, disco was the ascendant form of popular music. Then hip-hop became dominant on the charts.
Diffident.
If I weren't so timid, if I could overcome my diffidence, perhaps I could break this cycle.
Diffident means shy and unassuming. The ugly duckling's diffidence gave way to confidence and assurance after he grew into a swan.
Daunt.
But do not fear. Do not be daunted by the prospect of living and working under my control.
To daunt is to intimidate or to make fearful. Bullies delight in daunting their victims. It's more than half the fun.
acquiesce.
I argue with them, but they are so cruel and so demanding that eventually I acquiesce and help them.
To acquiesce is to comply passively, to accept or assent quietly. Fay Wray at first refused King Kong's demand that she marry him, but his size and demeanor convinced her to acquiesce.
Chastise.
If you follow the rules and give me no reason to discipline you, I assure you I shall not chastise you unfairly.
To chastise is to discipline or inflict punishment upon. Gunther the lion tamer often chastises his lions and tigers for trying to eat him alive.
Chagrin.
I once had a fairy godmother who I thought would help me. What a disappointment! Much to my chagrin, she turned out to be just some kooky old lady.
Chagrin is humiliation or embarrassed disappointment. Much to her chagrin, Abby tripped and fell during her first entrance on the stage.
Supercilious.
Give me no sass, do not talk back, and by all means do not patronize me. I will not tolerate supercilious behavior.
Supercilious behavior is snotty or patronizing. The bank teller became supercilious when she saw that Mr. Vanderbilt had a mere $17 in his savings account.
And that, as they say, is that. Be sure to solidify your power over the mighty and the meek by checking out the spellings of the words, thinking of some mnemonics, and trying some sentences of your own. In the meantime, it's on to the next group of words.